Check, 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 check. Check, check, check. Check, 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 check. Check, 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 check. Check, check, check. Check, 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 check. Check, check. Check, check, check.
up with this idea of the wheel, where I've got one big wheel in the middle and then eight little things around it, just like the Plinko map on the grid controller. And that's what got me to the idea of making a fucking button again. I'm like, wow, this would be really cool if I had buttons on top of it. You know, my button idea would go really well with this. That's what, the user interface was what gave me the idea. But like I made the user interface and I'm looking at this and I can do so much stuff with this. Like I can control my entire fucking set with this. Okay, it's what, then I know the one you're talking about. Yeah, they shut it down. You can't get it anymore, huh? Or they took that out of it. Yeah, see, that's what got me on the button thing. I'm like, fuck, I can't do this. I can do this really easily. Do you just judge the size of the finger press? But then I realized that you need to judge the size of the finger press. You just need to have a mechanism. I can, but I don't want something to get set. It's like I'm gonna go to all the trouble. For myself, yes, that's how I would do it. But my mechanism works just fine. We've got two things sticking down. One goes like that, the other one goes like that. So this one's always touching. This one's touching all the time here, but as you press the button now, this part switches down. So it's standalone buttons, you'll only be able to use five presses at a time. But with the housed buttons,